What is Yawmuddin? Malik, we've understood. What is Yawmuddin? What is the deen itself? وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ ثُمَّ مَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ يَوْمَ لَا تَمْلِكُ نَفْسٌ لِنَفْسٍ شَيْئًا وَالْأَمْرُ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلَّهِ. What would make you comprehend what the day of deen is? Then again, what would make you comprehend what the day of deen is? The day when no soul shall have the power to help another. This is Yawm al-Deen, brothers and sisters. The day that we are all going to be standing before the Almighty Lord. You can do as much as you want now. You can carry a burden on you, or you can carry a mercy on you. We have a chance. Human and jinn have been given, unlike other parts of Allah creation, a free will. We've got, Allah Ta'ala has created in us the intellect to choose. For this, it could be against us or for us on the day when you will stand before the very hands of the Almighty Lord being judged. What did you do on this earth? If you did good, wallahi, you're gonna receive good. But if you oppose the divine purpose of your well-being, of your being on this earth, which is to worship Allah Ta'ala, you will be destroyed. And no one's to blame but you. So we've got a chance. We haven't reached that part yet. And until we reach that part, we have a chance. Because we're still alive. We're still alive. And the only thing that we can do to really prepare ourselves for that day is to worship Allah Ta'ala. It's not hard. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. The next verse comes. For you to fulfill that which Allah wants you to fulfill, you must implement this next verse. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You alone we worship and you alone we seek aid from. You alone we worship. This noble verse indicates the realization of the meaning of La ilaha illallah. Its meaning is comprised of two matters, negation and affirmation. Negation aspect means to remove every object of worship apart from Allah Ta'ala in all acts of worship. You don't go to the grave and circumambulate the grave and say, Ya fulan, I need this or I need that. You don't go to your saint, or you don't go to the angel, or you don't go to the jinn, or the prophet, or your father, or your sheikh, or your Sufi mystic sheikh, and say, give me such and such. You go to the one that created all those creatures. Iyaka na'budu means that we worship you, only you. This is the meaning of Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. Do you know Allah in law worship? You cannot be a Muslim. Even if you say Iyaka na'budu by going to the grave, to a so-called wali, and circulating the grave and seeking aid from that dead human being in there. Nothing but bones, that he needs help and he cannot help anyone. Yeah, subhanAllah, how absurd is that? How can a person go to a grave and say, please give me, please give my father life, or please give us provision. SubhanAllah. Where's the brain that you have been given? You alone, O Allah, we worship, and no other. The second verse says, وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, and you alone we seek help from. It is only Allah Ta'ala who controls the affairs, the commands in its totality. Wallahi, not a single person on this earth, nor them all gathered together, human and jinn, can ever benefit you the size of an atom. Never ever. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His hand, is the controllability of the whole universe. And this is Tawheed Ar-Rububiyyah, to know Allah Ta'ala in Lordship, knowing that Allah Ta'ala is the only one that has the real power. Not like those so-called Kutub, which is the belief of mystic Sufism, that there are men out there that control the whole earth. They say there is something called Qutb. There's a pivot. Pivot is something like this. That pivot rotates. They say these Qutb are surrounding the pivot, which is the earth to them. The pivot is the earth to them. They say these Qutb are rotating around this pivot, the earth, and they control that which happens on this earth.
SubhanAllah. You know, how far has the shaitan, you know, got those people to